Thank you, Longpore. Ajahn, I may have misheard or misunderstood part of the teaching, but I wanted to ask this question. When the Buddha accepted the meal from Chunda, did he know what the consequences would be? And if so, why do you think he did that?
Well, I don't know. But when it comes to speculation, I think obviously the Buddha knew something was amiss, because he asked him to he received it and then asked him to bury it, to get rid of it. But one would assume that the Buddha had a sense of the timeline of his passing, in the sense of the full moon coming of, because he passed away on the full moon of the Visakha Puja. So that was coming up. So I would assume that he recognized that time was coming, but whether or not he, because he actually says, or what's recounted in the suttas, that I figure only a Tathagata could digest this, but he couldn't. I mean, he was really stricken with it, and who knows the extent he might have figured, okay, should be able to do this, okay, but maybe underestimating how bad it was, so that who knows but I think that because of the timing, one would assume that he's okay. This could very well be the kind of the tipping point, because he had already announced when he was going to go. And time in India is always a bit sort of loose, but in terms of with the full moon coming up, that would be the most auspicious day to pass away. So that's what happened. But it was certainly taxing and difficult. But yeah, I don't, who, in the end, who knows? It's only our speculation.